Have you ever struggled to support a friend on an accomplishment? Well, let's talk about it. Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Friendship politics can be difficult. As much as we'd all like to believe we're good friends and support our besties through it all, sometimes things happen and muddy the waters or stoke emotions, and sometimes friendships can get complicated. So how do we respond? Well, today's Devo is an example of a situation where things could have gone south, but somebody made a different choice. It's called Uprooting Seeds of Bitterness by Allison Wilson Lee. Apart from watching my brothers play baseball and basketball, I wasn't much of a sports fan as a kid. Then at 19, I decided to try something new. I applied to join the group of girls who supported the baseball team at my college. I hadn't developed a new interest in baseball. I simply wanted to find a fun activity. Surprisingly, I passed the first round of the application and then moved on to interviews. I needed to make a good impression, but didn't know what to wear. My friend Rachel had also applied to join this group, but she hadn't advanced to the interview round. She suggested I wear a new dress of hers. I still remember feeling confident and well-dressed as I sat for the interview. Ultimately, I didn't get chosen. I'm glad now because it wasn't the right fit for me. But Rachel's kindness and generosity, especially when she could have chosen to withhold her support due to her own disappointment, impacted me in a lasting way. When we witness others experiencing success that we failed to achieve for ourselves, or see somebody else receiving what we want, seeds of bitterness can start to take root in our hearts. It might look like refusing to congratulate friends on their achievements, secretly hoping a person might fail, or minimizing their accomplishments to make ourselves feel better. What does God want for His children? Not all that. If we've trusted in Jesus to pay for our sins on the cross and bring us forgiveness through His resurrection, we have God's Spirit living in us, and He unifies us with other believers who also have His Spirit. With His Spirit in us, we can have the power to get rid of the bitterness that harms our relationships and live in gospel-centered unity instead. When seeds of bitterness show up in our hearts, we can bring them straight to Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit, we can acknowledge our disappointment and still build others up with His kindness and compassion. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time when it was hard for you to celebrate one of your friends? Why do you think that was? Can you think of a time when someone really celebrated with you? What was that like? Consider thanking God for this and asking Him to help you notice opportunities to celebrate with others. How can trusting Jesus for our identity help us throw off bitterness? How does knowing that we are infinitely valuable in God's eyes affect how we view any lack of success? As you and I can read in Hebrews 12:15, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Ephesians 4:25-32 and Hebrews 12 verses 14 through 15 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has somebody supported you really well? Want to encourage them today? Well, I encourage you to share today's Devo with them to say thank you for how they've supported you. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Immortal One, Thou Who Humbly Died, with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.